Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh, man, Corey Majors.
Oh, man.
And that was underwhelming. And of course, the famous Alec Medford. We are live from Taco Bueno in Mesquite off of Town East Boulevard. I assure you, they are open and we're less than 24 hours away from Peace-a-thon. Corey, you do not need to raise your hand,
Kevin,
but you did.
I did raise my hand because I have a question. Because I'm looking at our list for Peace-a-thon for tomorrow. We got an awesome list of people. They're going to be on with us tomorrow, man. Jake Berger is going to join us at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Christy Scales will be on with us. I'm being told one of my hero baseball players is going to be on air with us. And so this is an exciting time.
All right. Can we talk about that just 1 second?
Before I get to that.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Who has the most difficult last name to spell on the station? It's between Chiafalo, Chuck, and myself, I believe.
It's Chiafalo. Because I continually fall into the trap of, does the A go first?
Yes.
And then the O later?
Yes.
And so I've had to look it up a disproportionate amount of time, and I'm sorry, Chio. You deserve better.
Well, yes. Let's go ahead and talk then real quickly about one of my baseball heroes that could potentially be on our show tomorrow at, it looks like, Choppy's time. So that would be awesome for Choppy to be able to chat with him too.
Yeah. So Will Clark is going to jump on with us about noon. However, he is hunting at his ranch whilst this is happening. So I don't know about the timeliness in the hunting areas. You know, like, I don't know if you see a boar go, wee, and you're like, that's noon.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's how it's going to work.
Well, I will say this. Like, that dude right there is one of the most entertaining storytellers of all time.
Yes.
I loved him as a kid. Even when he was with the Giants, I was a fan because, you know, the Will the Thrill posters that I saw at the card shops and stuff. And, dude, tomorrow at RJ Duke Sports Cards and Memorabilia is going to be a great day. But today we are at Taco Bueno in Mesquite, 1336 North Town East Boulevard. Kevin, right now I'm holding one of the steins. We have a few of these steins to give away today, a few of them. We have this Taco Bueno hat that I'm wearing. We have a few of those to give away, some party boxes. And we have some other things. Is that one of those vests, too? Do we have one of them? No? No? Okay, all right. There's a lot of stuff to give away, though, Kevin.
I thought you were trying to take his.
That's a shirt.
I know, but I thought he was trying to take
it. He was at the Bearded Monkey with me the other night when we were giving the vests away, and those things just flew off, man. People wanted them because they were very invested.
Good.
I took your joke.
No, I just wanted to say that the person who texted in, I'm not the one who said you were whining. I just want to make that very.
Hey, Kevin, very why are you
clear.
Calling me a whiner?
Nope, that was not me.
He said you're not a whiner, you're a wiener.
Most all of the time, I try to put my name on the text responses.
Same, yeah.
It's not a perfect system, but most of the time I try to do that. All right, Alec, can you go ahead and please, please give me cut number 8? Because I want to talk about some positive trends for the new look Cowboys.
Eagles at their 24. Hurts will hand it off inside to Barkley. And immediate penetration by Quinnen Williams. I live here now, sir. The previous occupant is no longer here. You might want to think about knocking at this door again.
All right. So, obviously, that's an objectively amazing call from Brad Sham. Can
yes.
we
yes,
can we
absolutely.
Agree with that?
Absolutely.
All right. But I wanted to start with a couple of defensive things. All right. It's a small sample size, but in two games, since a busy trade deadline, obviously headlined by Quinnen Williams, do you know the Cowboys run defense stats?
No, but I can imagine it's been under 100 yards because Ashton Jeanty, he couldn't even get 7, I feel like.
Yeah. No, I think he did run for 7.
Okay, all right.
On 6 carries. I have to double check that.
I feel like you and Mickey know that stat.
It's not good. But here's the thing, and I find this terribly impressive. They have had 30 carries against them in these last two games for a total of 90 yards.
Wow.
That's 3 yards a carry. But here's what I think, and by the way, like you mentioned, it's 3 yards a carry against Ashton Jeanty and Saquon Barkley. All right, it's not
two
like
two premier running backs.
Yes,
Jeanty's had his struggles this season, but he's going to be an electric running back when they fix their offensive line.
Yeah, theoretically, the best running back out of the draft class and the best running back in football last year. But here is what I think is a way bigger deal: those 30 carries, one of them went for 10 or more yards.
Didn't it
feel like every second or third one?
Yes. Now let's talk about the why there.
Yes.
All right, for two things. One, yes. Oakland or the Vegas Raiders have a bad offensive line.
Agreed.
The Philadelphia Eagles offensive line has struggled in the run game this year. Those are two real things that can be true as well as this. That means your defensive front is not bad anymore.
Yeah.
Your defensive front is getting the push up front to put those guys back into the running back to create not easy blocking lanes.
Yes.
So that those gaps can be filled by the linebackers, Logan Wilson, Kenneth Murray, DeMarvion Overshawn. All those guys now can do their job because it's being held up in front of them, Kevin. Mm. This is very similar to when Ezekiel Elliott was at his best because the Cowboys could block it. You know, like that's what it's all about is those guys in the trenches create lanes. And if you don't allow them to create lanes, then your guys easily fill those lanes and make stops so you're not getting exploded for big plays.
Okay, so I agree with the mechanics of all of
that's
that.
That's the mechanics.
And I think that's a great breakdown.
Oh, we have Jonas Brothers tickets too.
Shut up, do we?
That's what it says on this little thing.
I probably
right here.
Shouldn't have said it like that. I mean, I don't care. That's whatever. Good luck,
Holy
everybody.
Crap, Jonas Brothers tickets.
I asked my wife, I go, oh, Jonas Brothers Christmas special. You want to watch that? And she goes, nope. And I was like, oh man. So, yeah. But
she said, not with you.
Oh, man, that's hurtful. But here's the broader picture. You're right. The Raiders have a terrible offensive line. And Lane Johnson was out. Like, I concede those points.
Yeah.
But I'm not to the point. Maybe I might not even be that close to the point of where I'm ready to break down who the opponents were. This has been an awful run defense prior to this last two games. Just awful. So hopefully in two more weeks I'll be like, yeah, they gave up 4.1 yards. I'm not thrilled with that because this blibbity blabbity. And I think those are all fair critiques. But when you go from just the absolute worst to hold on just a minute.
Well,
your run defense looks pretty good. That's a huge step for me.
I guess let's look at this for a second, Kevin. There's only really one team left on the Cowboys' schedule that even concerns me regarding the run, and that's the Lions. And that's a massive concern because of what Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery do. But the Chiefs haven't been able to run the ball well. The Vikings, they can't figure their offense out right now.
Right.
Aaron Jones will probably tear us up because that was Aaron Jones does. But this is new-look defense. The Chargers are good at running the ball. But the Commanders and Giants, I don't fear that. So I feel like there's three games there that you're going to get similar results for sure. And the only one that concerns me that much is the Lions, and that's one of those where you better get ready and prepared and pumped for that game because you know what they're going to try to do. So, dude, this stretch is about to be really exciting if this defense is legitimately what we've seen the last couple weeks. That defensive front and the way they're stopping the run game, that's what Jerry said, that the whole reason they did all this stuff was for these results right here, and he's getting the results he asked for.
All right, next, you want offense in general or the offensive line specifically?
Offense line.
Okay, so let's go back. And the reason why I keep focusing on these 2 weeks is this is the 2 weeks post-trade deadline and post-injury bonanza of players coming back. All right, 2 weeks ago, the pressure rate against Dak Prescott was 20.6% on Monday Night Football. That was the second lowest he's seen in a game all season.
Wow.
And then what did you see against the Eagles, who I don't think it's here to be particularly debated that the Eagles have a very scary defensive line. Eagles got one sack. And I didn't particularly feel like, there were some plays for sure, but I didn't feel like Dak was in danger or having to consistently run for his life whatsoever.
No.
I think
he ran when needed.
Yes, yes.
And ran for a touchdown. I thought, go ahead and finish. But
I was just going to say, I wouldn't have thought going into it that I was like, I think the Cowboys offensive line played better than the Eagles offensive line, injuries or no.
Yeah, one of the great things is Dak is at his best right now, making sure he's not holding on to the ball.
Agreed.
Like, that's a huge factor in this. But having that healthy offensive line up front, and if you watch, Broaddus and Woolchuck said, go watch. I said, okay, I will.
And Guyton will be out on Thursday.
Yeah, and you know what, though? Not concerned about that so much right now.
Is he last on your list?
Yeah, it's the pressure up. I mean, Nate Thomas, I feel, thumbs up, we'll wait on. And Jerry did say he felt more likely that Pickens was going to be okay, and that Nate Thomas or that that Guyton might have less of a chance to play on Thursday. We already discussed that a little yesterday too. But Kevin, the three guys in the middle, go watch, if you didn't do it yet, go watch that battle again. What they were doing with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis interior wise was so much fun. Like, this is one of those, like, you kind of have to like watching the offensive and defensive line to enjoy it, like to truly enjoy it. But if you do, you're going to go back and go, man, that was a battle. That was, some of them got lost. It was a back and forth thing, right? But those three guys in the middle are giving you the effort you need to keep Dak standing up and comfortable and able to step up into the pocket. And that, Kevin, is one of the reasons because A, Dak's getting rid of the ball quickly, and B, that trio in the middle is doing their job. It's nice to have them all healthy right now.
Now, in terms of broader offense, going into the game against Philly, Dallas was the only team in the NFL to have top five players in passing, rushing, and receiving.
Nice.
Dak was fifth in passing yards, Javonte was fifth in rushing, and George Pickens was second in receiving. What happened? Dak Prescott, 23 of 36 for 354 yards. Javonte Williams, 20 carries for 87 yards. And man, did those feel like a really tough 87 yards that he picked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
yes.
I felt like he earned most all of those. And then George Pickens, of course, 9 catches for 146 yards and a touchdown. So my point being, you went into that game, if we've talked about the defense and we've talked about the offensive line, now the greater offense is you had top five in all of these, and eventually, not immediately, but eventually, all three of them showed out for you.
Yeah, yeah, it's how demoralizing must it be to go, all right, we have forced them into a situation where they can't use Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
We've forced them into we have now double-teamed CeeDee Lamb. Good luck to him. F. George Pickens is wide open on a slant to pick up yards.
Yep.
And then you go, all right, now we're going to focus over there. And this offense just has all these different pieces that they can go to. This is nice to see right now.
And then specifically, and we're off at the Taco Bueno off of Town East, specifically focusing in on George Pickens. So, first week of the new look Cowboys, George Pickens, 144 receiving yards, 77 of which came after the catch. And then this week,
did you expect that? yards at yak for him?
Kind of.
I expected a
once
lot
I
of,
saw how the slant play works, and it gotcha. Has like essentially a built-in extra 6 to 7 yards every time, mm-hmm. and sometimes significantly more.
Especially when the quarterback's hitting him in stride yes. instead of on a point where he's
correct.
Slowing down.
Correct.
But then add to it, I just expected that there would be a lot of deep balls. But CeeDee Lamb's injury created a space where they had to learn more about George Pickens, and that's benefited this team a lot.
And you look at this past week, his average yards per catch was 16.2. That's the highest that Pickens has had in a game in a little bit more than a month. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm going to go back to this time and time again. And it's specifically the in-cutting to the left slant that I think right now is the most undefendable route.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Out in all of the NFL. Now, he can cut the other way, of course, but it's that in-cutting route that cuts into the left, I guess that's repetitive, every single time that it feels like no matter how good of a defense you're playing, that person is always like a good yard behind, mm-hmm. and it gives the opportunity to gain extra yardage. So I love that George Pickens is getting the timely passes and that Dak is leading him, and that's leading to a ton of yak.
Yeah, and watch Dak, yards after catch. Watch Dak when he steps up to the line of scrimmage and he's surveying everything, and then watch those safeties move, and then that's when Dak goes, got it. You know, like you can almost see the moment Dak goes, I figured out exactly what we're about to do now. Because he's got a couple different plays he's working with when he gets up there. But, Kevin, that's the benefit. Once he sees one-on-one coverage, he knows he has a couple different options based on what he feels that other safety is going to roll over to. Okay? If that safety rolls his way, then he goes for the slant. If he rolls over to CeeDee Lamb, hey, go deep. He's got options there.
Yeah.
But the thing about Pickens' body type is you step off of him 2 yards – you've given him too much space. You step off him 7 yards, you're screwed. You get right up on him and press him, he's blowing right by you. So that he creates these with his physical size and speed, he creates these just absolute turmoil problems for these cornerbacks. And that's the he can use his body to shield, create space, and get that catch because he's got big, strong hands too. It's a real it's a nice luxury right now that not every team in the league has.
And I like that somebody goes, even Malik Davis has been running the ball well.
Yep.
And so what you have to keep in mind, though, these are all, hopefully you've positive in the last 2 weeks. But what we have to remember is this is the first time all year you've won back-to-back games. And the last three times this season the Cowboys have tried to get above 500, they're 0-3. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to point to some of these things where if you're wondering, like, how did they win these two games, it's because you're seeing things that are working at every single level across the defense. We talked specifically about the defensive line. Now we talked about the offensive line and then the offense in general, especially the skill position players. You've had things working the past 2 weeks at all of those different levels. Now, can you carry it out to your first three-game winning streak? Not to be that person, but we'll find out.
We'll find out.
On Thursday. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's navigate the NFC East with more insight into the Cowboys' epic comeback and Eagles' collapse. Next on The Fan.
First and goal at the four. Play fake, boot to the right. Prescott looking. Throwing in the end zone. Span Ford is open. Brevin Span Ford with his first NFL touchdown. This game is back on.
Man, you know, and we might need to have a further conversation about Brevin Span Ford either today or tomorrow, both in terms of obviously he caught that touchdown, but what he's done on special teams and as a blocker, I feel like has really upped his stock with a whole lot of people. But right now, it's a Tuesday. We like to navigate the NFC East always. Choose your own adventure as we go through the NFC East. Would you like the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Giants, or don't pick the Commanders?
Commanders is did you say don't?
That's right.
Okay, let's go with the Cowboys. They won, baby.
There you go. All right. For the Cowboys, Dak Prescott and George Pickens. And I hope we've made this clear enough. As good as George Pickens has been, like, you need a dance partner, right?
Yep.
And props to Dak Prescott for he's had so many perfectly timed passes to Pickens, especially, man, that's a lot, especially across the middle, although you've seen plenty of phenomenal ones down the sidelines as well, but especially down the middle because he's able to guide him so well. Pickens, 9 for 9. And that's
really?
and that's a big thing that I know that you focused in on for like a decade is, hey, catches are great, but if we're going to look at shooting percentage in the NBA, I want to see target versus catch percentage in the NFL. 9 targets, 9 catches, 146 yards and a touchdown, which is why I'm glad that penalty was called on the right sideline when Pickens couldn't haul in the miracle catch. And they're like, that's penalty. And I was like, that didn't count. That does not count.
Oh, dude, so you're thinking that way whenever, like,
yeah.
Your brain is now already rewired itself.
Yes,
to that.
Correct.
And here's the thing, too, about that is, you know, Mickey gets very upset when we use that catch percentage number because he's
I
want to know. And I'm like, and listen, I love Mickey. You know,
I'm sorry,
that.
Mick.
So like, but he's like, no, who's judging that? And the fact is,
right.
If the ball actually is in your hands and you don't drop it, then it doesn't get judged at all. And that's what Pickens is like. I secure the ball.
Yeah.
Good luck to everybody else out there.
Kind of felt like that was a shot at CeeDee Lamb. All right. Play action.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Okay. You didn't, did you? We're going to get back.
But as Jerry said earlier, which we'll talk about on the C block today. I'm not worried about CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, man. But you think we'll get to it later. All right, let's go to play action. Dak Prescott, he was incredible on play action 2 weeks ago against the Eagles. 9 for 11 on play action passes for 174 yards. That's almost 16 yards an attempt.
Wow.
That is bananas. That's like twice as much as what you would feel like was a really good regular per attempt.
Yes.
And a touchdown. 174 yards on play action, Mark Prescott's second highest play action yardage total of his career. Now, credit to Dak for that, credit to the receivers. But who else gets credit for that? Javonte Williams.
Oh, really?
Because your play action means nothing if I'm never going to buy into you running the ball, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, well, go back to that Genty game. If the Raiders started play actioning me, I'd be like, fine, go ahead,
dude,
run the ball.
Think about that for a second. What were the Cowboys so effective at late in the game on Friday or on Sunday? They did not have to worry about Saquon Barkley because they knew that the Eagles weren't concerned with running the ball. They can't run a game out anymore. That, like, I was actually talking to some people about that last night, and it's just they are flustered by it.
Yeah.
They don't understand what's happened other than degradation happens over time. Injuries occur.
Especially the year after such a high usage rate.
Yeah.
It could be just be degradation in general.
Yeah.
I think it's the high usage rate.
They can't melt it away, though, or salt it away, if you will. And so they had to pass. And what happened? The Cowboys said, well, we know what we can do. Our defensive front can pressure. We can get our sack at the end of the game. We're good to go with the Cowboys. And the fact that Schottenheimer never abandons the run.
Yep.
Now, he abandons it at the goal line, which is still crazy to me. But he,
but
even when they're down, he's like, no, we're still running the ball because it's going to set up for big plays. That's an important factor. Your head coach has the confidence in it, and your players can actually pull it off.
Now, I said we would go back to Pickett.
Say it.
What
now
do we
do it.
What do we talk about? What's the group of talent that you're in when you hit these marks? For George Pickens, he surpassed 1,000 yards in the first 11 games of the season.
All right, so he's like with Jerry Rice,
This is just for the Cowboys.
Randy Moss.
Actually, you got one of them. Here are the other Cowboys receivers that have ever done that.
Okay.
CeeDee Lamb, 2023. T.O., 2007. Irvin in 92 and 95. And Bullet Bob Hayes in 1966.
Wow.
That's it. Those are the receivers. And I know you're like, well, yeah, but all the great receivers did it. But think about it. With the exception of Michael Irvin, all of them did it once.
Yeah.
George Pickens just got here. Boom. Done. 1,000 yards, more than 1,000 yards in the first 11 games.
I give a lot of credit to a lot of people involved in that. Javonte Williams deserves some credit for that.
For sure.
Because it does come off play action. CeeDee Lamb deserves credit for it, too, because CeeDee Lamb does bring attention to – he's going to probably bring the number one. I wonder when that changes, when they say we're not putting a Dory Jackson on him anymore. We're putting Quinyon on him.
Wouldn't you change it now?
I would absolutely do that. But defenses have – you know, they have thoughts. Schottenheimer deserves a lot of credit for the play design. You know, you keep talking about that slant, and he's like, it's unbeatable.
Yes.
Why wouldn't I keep going
yes.
to it? It's like Jacob DeGrom, my slider's untouchable. Of course, I'm going to keep throwing my slider. So there's a lot of people. And then Dak, on top of that, for developing that rapport with him, growing with him, and trusting him, too. There's a lot of people in that offensive line.
Do you want to move to the Eagles or the Giants? And the only reason I said, like, don't really ask about the Commanders were on a bye, and so they'll get back after it on Sunday night against the Broncos.
Yeah, obviously. Let's go with the Eagles then, because
okay.
They just got beat.
Man, they really did.
They got thumped.
But let's go back to how the game started for them.
Okay.
Less than 20 minutes into the game, the Eagles had 157 yards passing. Oof. That's more than they had the rest of the game.
Okay.
And so you get off to a tough start. First three possessions for the Eagles, three touchdowns. Now, I know there's a lot of stuff involved in that, but here's what I think is amazing. The Eagles, on their final eight possessions, they got seven first downs.
Really?
That's
pretty awesome.
It is. So they were averaging, even if you want to round up, the Eagles, after three possessions, three touchdowns. Rest of the way, eight possessions, seven first downs. It's astonishing. We talked about it. And I know you have to include special teams because of the missed field goal.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have this number. Were there any consecutive drives with first downs? Like, or drives that had consecutive first downs within?
I think there was one.
That's even better.
Let me go back.
That means
back
you were forcing three,
multiple
three check outs.
That.
But like that is so significant, dude. And that does if you're able to do that more frequently as a defense, your offensive coordinator feels pretty confident making any call, especially the call on fourth down and three at the midfield. He's like, you know what? I think my defense can do it. I'm putting faith in them. And they got to believe in themselves because, as one guy said once, if a dinosaur believes in me, then I can believe in dinosaurs.
Facts. Now, think about when the Cowboys were making their comeback. Now, I'm not going to count the kneel down at the end of the first half. Here's the Eagles' drives. Three plays, six plays, three plays. So from their last real drive of the first half to the end of the third quarter. So this is when the Cowboys, in that time, they scored two touchdowns, and they're back in the game. You saw one sustained drive with a first down. And even that drive, you only gained 18 yards. The two other best drives you had were seven plays for 30 yards and six plays for 33 yards for the Eagles. That's it.
Yeah. Wow. Now, all right. So do you think that this is what this defense is then?
Okay.
Or do you think that's just what that Eagles offense is?
See, and I don't think that's – look, me personally, I think the Eagles offense has been more maligned than it actually should be. I'm not saying it's great, but I don't think it's as bad as everybody else says. So here's the exciting part.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Do I think that the Cowboys can be an elite defense this season? Not ready to say that. However,
what do we ask them to be?
Exactly. Average. So I'm not ready to say they're elite, but they've shown tendencies in two whole games. Oh, wow, two whole games. But you know what I do feel confident in saying? They're not going to be near the worst defense in the NFL anymore. And, like, that sounds stupid, right? Hey, we're not the worst. It sounds dumb, but that's where you were sitting for, what, 9 weeks of the season? Now I feel confident saying you're not going to be near the worst defense in the NFL, which means I absolutely think average to, dare I say, potentially slightly above average is possible. It'll take more than two games. It'll take a lot more than two games. But you've seen some of the things set up there. Now, if you're an Eagles fan, you can point to this. The Eagles continually shot themselves in the foot. They had 14 penalties. That is the by far their most this season.
Wow.
So, obviously, and they weren't all on offense, of course, but that's going to help shut down the opposing offense if they're having ridiculous false starts or holding calls or whatever.
Yeah, but for a typically
mediocre penalty team.
Yeah, there was something about their penalties though. We'll get to it later. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll get
there. All right. No worries. And then Alec, can you go ahead and fire up cut number 14, please, for me, good sir, because we're gonna move to the Giants.
Fake to Tracy. And then Winston throws, and it is picked off. That's the Giants' first turnover today.
Now, the Giants, in terms of the construction of their record, They might be the most fascinating team in the league.
What?
I know. I hear you.
Because they've been able to start three quarterbacks this year, and it's been a blast every time.
All right. So, essentially, you think my contention is kind of stupid, right? Like, that's fine. They're 2-10. But consider this. This was the Giants' fifth loss of the season in which they had a double-digit lead.
Okay.
All of them were on the road. That's an NFL record. So think about it. Yeah, that's not good.
God, can you imagine doing that in front of a home crowd?
Yeah, you'll end up like Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
So they're 2-10. Let's say you shift those five. Because I'm not saying they had a lead. They had a double-digit lead. All of a sudden, you're 7-5, and that team is 5-2 on the road. Instead, you know what their road record is? 0-7.
That's because they're a bad team. Dysfunctional and a completely...
It is hard. If you set a record for most blown leads on the road, it's hard to argue.
Yeah, and teams go play them, and look, they have a good defensive front. Their front four, Brian Burns is fantastic. That defensive front's very good, but the rest of the team is weak in a lot of different areas, and the sign of a bad team is blowing leads. You go in there and you're like, okay, we figured this out. There's nothing more for them to be able to adjust to, and you take advantage of that. And that's what the Giants are, and that's a frustrating feeling whenever you know you have a young quarterback, you have things that you are good, but you just can't figure out what that next part of the chemistry is to make it, all right, now we've passed that line. We're no longer just a bunch of guys that are running around on the field. We're actually a team that's focused on winning. Hopefully they never figure it out.
Now, a notorious Giants hater said the following. Sometimes I think they be making us lose on purpose because it's no way, bro. You know, throw the ball instead of running it to make them burn two timeouts, then you don't kick the field goal. Then they have to go down there and score. Football common sense. Am I missing something? I'm sorry, I said that was a notorious Giants hater. That is Giants player Malik Nabers in a post that he made on social media.
And he's out, too. Like
before deleting it.
Yeah, because
nobody learns how Twitter works if you have a lot of followers.
Was it Pat Riley? No, it was Jimmy Butler who went out and started talking trash. And Pat Riley was like, if you're not on the court, shut up, dude.
Yes.
You're making it more difficult for everybody right now.
Yes, yes.
And Malik Nabers can't go out on the field and do anything to help those guys.
And so, like, that's probably not what you want to hear, right? From a player who is on your roster.
Actually,
I realize he's hurt, but...
Kevin, I definitely do think, though, that he is a notorious New York Giants hater. I think that's the case. I don't think he loves being there, and I don't think he's going to want to be there forever.
Well, I mean, look, you might not be wrong about that. Now, a couple more quick things for the Giants. Jameis Winston, he completed 10 passes of 20-plus yards. 10 passes of 20-plus yards. So he finished the day classic Jameis style.
Chucking it.
Yes, 366 yards, 2 touchdowns, an interception. His 13.6 air yards per completion were the highest mark in the league since week 1 of last season. So he's throwing it out there, and then the person who benefited
the
most.
And he got a touchdown reception,
yes,
too.
Yes,
he was an Mr. Everything.
Look, there are a few more exciting players in football than Jameis Winston.
On and off the field.
Wandale Robinson was the big beneficiary, caught 9 of his 13 targets for 156 yards and a touchdown. That 156 yards is a career high. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno in Mesquite. On a Tuesday, 1336 Northtown East Boulevard. Coming up next, let's do some NFL overreaction or reality.
25 seconds in the half. Fake on the inside. Handoff, throws it to the left post to Pickens. That's a touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Mesquite off of North Town East Boulevard, and I know the schedule gets complicated at this time of year, but we would love to see you out there. All right, Alec, we've got NFL overreaction or reality coming up, but what would you think about a couple of new auction update items that are coming to Peace-a-thon?
Ooh, I would be so excited to hear about that.
All right, so you know how we talk a lot about FC Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
FC Dallas is owned by Dan Hunt and the Hunt family. Do you know what other sports franchise they own? Well, there's several others, but
didn't we have Gracie Hunt on during the Super Bowl?
We
she
did.
Was awesome.
We
she was
did.
Just so sweet. She did stuff she did the Unified Soccer, which My Possibilities hosts.
We did.
They also own the Kansas City Chiefs, Kevin Hagelin.
So coming soon to Peace-a-thon, the Travis Kelce autographed football. And a, I would take a Taylor Swift autograph football for sure. And, dude, that would sell. You know it would. And a Patrick Mahomes autograph football.
Yeah, I know it would sell for a ton. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce autograph footballs.
Fact.
Which are significant value.
And we like got those, them from the source,
yeah,
from the Chiefs.
Yeah, from the Chiefs. That's really cool. I think that's awesome that we've made that friendship, too. We have a lot of, dude, really great people who
yes.
have offered a lot of really cool mm-hmm. items, whether it's something physical, whether it's an experience going out. Jared Sandler was just like, hey, by the way, did y'all do the Rangers experience with me? I was like, absolutely, we
yep.
have, dude. We got you taken care of. We just got so many cool things. Dinner with Broadus at
yep.
Hurtado. I was looking through it last night, Kevin, just kind of going
through. Noon o'clock.
Okay, we'll do that
Noon
later.
Noon o'clock. Then.
But there was one other thing I wanted to ask you. Do you think Taylor Swift's going to be in the suite?
Yeah.
Jerry said he was going to have the most luxurious seat
yeah.
for her available.
Only until there's a weird mashup between her and Post Malone.
You think that's going to happen?
No.
Dude, they love each other.
Well.
She was on his Tortured Poets Society album or whatever it is. Department.
Then maybe.
Yeah.
All right. NFL overreaction or reality.
They did a video together.
All right. I hope for your sake
All right.
it happens.
Me too.
Sunday is exactly the kind of win that can push the Cowboys into the playoffs.
Yes. It's one of those, like, this is a team that's kind of where you are. They're trying to figure out if they're above mediocre or mediocre. They just beat the Colts. That was I told you heading into the weekend that was going to happen. I was like, dude, Colts aren't going to Colts. They tried to. They tried to, but the Chiefs were able to take that one late in the game. But, Kevin, this is one of those games that you kind of marked this one on the calendar for sure, A, because of the timing of it
yes.
all. Jerry talked about that this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby. And then on top of that, it's a marquee team that's going to have lots of eyeballs on it. It's a big moment. It launches you into a different confidence level if you come away with a win, especially understanding how tight the schedule was and that you kind of got through that part. You know, there's not now. The next thing is how you get to the next places.
Sure.
Because Kevin, we're gonna get done with Peace-a-thon and we're gonna be like, oh. But then you gotta get back up and get out
right.
there for the next ones, and that's usually kind of one of those moments. So hopefully, I think Quinn and Williams' leadership is helping there a lot, though.
Alec, overreaction or reality? Sunday was exactly the kind of win that could push the Cowboys into the playoffs.
Yeah, I've talked about it before that I'm a believer in the idea of momentum, and I do think that this is a confident group. Yes, in your face, Reggie. I do think it's a confident group now. There's a swagger about them, and then what Nick Harris told y'all yesterday about Quinn and Williams being the guy
yeah.
to step up and say, hey,
yes.
wake up, you know, and
yeah.
the fact that he's been here, it feels like 2 hours, and he's already taking that leadership role, and he's talked about, hey, I watch Dak Prescott lead a group every day, and I said, I need to be like that. But the fact that you have that guy that is as good as advertised, but he also steps up and demands more from everybody around him. I just think this team is better suited now than they were maybe even just 2 weeks ago to make a run at this thing. And then, hey, the motivation factor is real whenever you lose a brother. So I do think that win mm-hmm. is just icing on the cake for me.
NFL overreaction or reality? The fourth quarter and overtime against the Colts saved the Chiefs' season.
Yes.
They would have had a worse record than the Cowboys.
Yeah. And now, I still don't believe in them right now.
That's fair.
I believe on game day, I watch them and I'm like, I just think that if it's a big game, I think they can pull it off. But I just don't go into games going, I think they're the best in the AFC right now.
Speaking
Let alone
of that,
their own division.
You know their conference record is 2-5?
That's not good.
No, it is not.
Especially if you're
not.
Trying to grab one of those last playoff spots.
Exactly. Alec, overreaction or reality, the fourth quarter and overtime against the Colts saved the Kansas City Chiefs season.
I'm going to say yes, because you can't give them more than one opportunity at these things. You really can't. And it feels like some of the teams that they've gone against, even without Rashee Rice earlier in the season, teams just give the Chiefs too many chances to find new life. And I do think whenever you're talking about one of the premier teams in the AFC and the Colts, giving them a little bit of a chance, right? I don't think that you can afford to keep doing that. That's why I am a little bit scared for Thursday and the Cowboys matchup with them. But I do think whenever you have that head coach and that quarterback duo, they've always got a chance. But when other teams are giving you other chances on top of that, it's not a great look.
Now, you know, sometimes here in Overreaction Reality, we like to spice it up a bit. The Chicago Bears are off to their best start at 8-3 since 2018. Overreaction.
Fact. Okay. Reality.
Yes. That.
Thank you. Next question.
Okay. Bonus question.
All right.
Overreaction or reality? The Chicago Bears are going to win the NFC North.
I think that's reality.
Wow. I love it.
They're doing it by narrow margins. Like, this team is very, like, most of these games are very close.
Do you know they have they're 8-3? They have a negative point differential?
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
That's crazy.
And that's after torching the Cowboys earlier in the season,
too. Man, they did beat our ass, didn't they?
What's funny is they've kind of always been that downtrodden team in that division. Like, they get beat up by the Vikings and Packers a lot in that division, and the Lions now as well, as they've stood up in that thing. But the Lions just don't look right yet. Their defense looks like it's a bit of a problem at the moment.
Right.
The Packers can't figure out their offense, and then the Vikings, their quarterback doesn't know if he is good at quarterbacking. And so,
oh, I think he knows.
Caleb Williams, while he's not the version everybody expected him to be, Ben Johnson is finding plays for him that are creative enough to get them points. And he's got that defense. Kevin, he was a hard ass on them in training camp.
Yeah.
He was making them do up downs and run gassers and stuff. And they were like, what is this, high school? And he was like, y'all act like high schoolers. You want to be pros? And now they're starting to play like pros.
Alec, overreaction or reality? The Chicago Bears are going to win the NFC North.
That's a reality.
I asked Alec, not you. Sorry, go ahead, Alec.
It's a reality. There. And I like what Corey said about Ben Johnson creating ways for them to win and creating ways for them to score, because I still don't think Caleb Williams is as polished as we all expected him to be. But I think he's getting there each and every week.
He really is. That's a great, right. Like, I'm really with you on that, Alex. Sorry to interrupt, but I'm really with you on that.
No, and because I was really disappointed to start the season when I watched that team, because I was expecting a little bit more of an instant impact, which that was probably my fault. First year head coach, new system coming in, and I expected it to be sunshine and rainbows on week one. And I didn't get that. But Caleb Williams looks confident. He looks really, really good. It looks like that offense is figuring stuff out. The protection in front of them is getting better. It's not perfect, but you're starting to see that, yes, they did invest in that offensive line in the offseason. It's starting to come together for them, and it's kind of exciting to have a little bit of a shakeup in that division.
Now, do you guys enjoy...
Ooh, I agree with that a lot.
Okay, good.
It's exciting to have a shakeup, yeah.
Do you enjoy overreaction or reality?
Dude, this has been one of my favorite football season segments of all time.
What about tomorrow, since it's Peace-a-thon?
Do it 7 times.
Right now I'm only set up for 2.
Okay.
But I'll see what I can get back with
you. I don't
know.
We have lots of guests. Okay. I think they enjoy it too.
Okay. We will work on that part. We're the KNC Masterpiece right
also
here.
Also get some rest.
On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. We might just have a little bit of time for mini baseball nuggets. Next right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.